W7VJH Tammy, I got you on the list. Alright, let's go ahead and run this list back up to the top. Paul, K7CJP.
Good evening, Brooks, and all the ships at sea. I hope everyone is doing well. It's a very pleasant evening. I just finally got everybody fed. I did baked chicken and mashed potatoes and corn. And everybody seems to have enjoyed it, including Hazel. She wants more. And I've been watching a PBS one of those. And I'm not quite sure what the title is. It's like, it's as long as the documentary thing. It's American Experience, The Race to the Moon. I think that's the title, but it's like, it comes in 2-hour chunks, and I'm on the third 2-hour chunk. I started around 4 o'clock, and I'm in the third chunk. And it's like, well, they didn't have Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier, but I had to stop and feed people. And we're on Apollo 8, getting ready to go around the moon. So that's where we left off at, and I'll pick it up. But anyway, that's what I'm up to this evening, and I hope everyone is doing well, and, you know, like, be safe. And, you know, it's dark out, so I don't know that you can burn, but don't burn. W27H back to net.
Thank you there, James. Glad to hear that Hazel got fed and, any good canine is ready for more. Anyway, sounds like you got quite the documentary there you're watching. Sounds like it's got some good stuff. Apollo 8 going around the moon. Sounds like you got more to watch. I'm curious how many, episodes that is. Anyway, well, good stuff there, James. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for speaking up. And you have a wonderful rest of your night. All right, next on the list is Kate Kim, the 7HHN.
It's been a pretty calm day around here. Not much going on. I got to check in on my grandma. She is doing reasonably well for a 94-year-old.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7. Time out.
Got the house cleaner than it was yesterday. Every bit helps. Other than that, we're just having a nice time relaxing this evening. Watch some Townsend's on YouTube for if you're into documentaries. Townsend's is pretty good. Anyway, AM7, AJJ, Kilo Mike 7, Hotel Alpha. Back to that.
All right, good stuff there. Hey, sounds like you got a nice, relaxing evening going on. Getting a check on Grandma's great. 94 years old, that's fantastic. And, getting the house clean is always nice. And, relaxing time. What is that? That sounds nice. I'd like some of that. Please do enjoy. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right, it's 9:19 p.m., almost 9:20. I'm Brooks, K9BDC. Next is Sean, KJ70XM.
Uh-huh. but yeah, you caught me mid-swirl, and it almost didn't want to go down. It went down. Yay. Well, what was that little morsel I just had? Well, if any of you have tried these before, it was cheese tortellinis. They were in a can, though, so I wasn't so sure about them. They're not too bad, but I doctored up the soup with one, count them, one, beef breast, wiener. So I decided to try that in there. It wasn't too bad. It kind of picked up the flavor a little bit. But I wasn't sure how these tortellinis were going to taste either. Most tortellinis I can handle, no problem. But I've never seen them in a can before, so I gave them a try. They weren't too bad. They could use a little more flavor, though. But otherwise, yesterday was good. It was nice, clean blue sky with only occasional little fluffy cloud thingies hanging up there. And maybe other things up there that probably shouldn't. But otherwise, and, you know, today wasn't too bad. Although still too warm. Other than that, my day was good. And managed to put the rest of the shelf together. I still think one or two pieces are still look like now, but you know, I look at it this way. Oops, excuse me. I look at it this way. If it holds, I'm good. So, hey, what can I say? I managed to get the four pieces up there. The only thing is the top. Oh well. KJ7EXM back to next.
Very good there, Sean. Sounds like you had quite the cuisine with the doctoring up of the tortellini there. You know, I always like to doctor up my ramen. I'll do the instant ramen, but then I'll get out the Worcestershire sauce and the sriracha and the garlic powder and the onion powder, maybe some cayenne, chopped up garlic. I've got any kind of leftover meat and sorts, chop that up, throw that in there. It sounds like you got a beef brat and some tortellini, and hey, you're on the right track there. Anyway, hopefully your shelf stays together. That's usually a good sign when it does. So good job there on that. Thanks for stopping by there, Sean. Hopefully you're able to handle the heat we got going on. All right. Next on the list, we had an IO from Lloyd, AG7CX. Thanks for stopping by, Lloyd. Now we're going to go talk to Tammy, 6VJH.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Whiskey 6 Victor Juliet Hotel. And I'm doing okay, but I'm going to make it short. I'm really beat. My job is I lead Teams calls where we're cutting over networks. For entities that my company has brought, and I was on a call for 5.5 hours this afternoon bringing them over onto our network, and I'm really beat. So anyway, I just wanted to quickly check in back over to net W6BJH.
All right, Tammy, well, that sounds like an awfully long work call there. So yeah, I can understand how you're just tired there. So we appreciate you taking the time to check in, and hopefully you get some good rest tonight and have shorter phone calls tomorrow. Thanks for stopping by. All right, let's go back and see if Paul is around. I don't think he was an IO, but Paul, K7PJP, were you out there, and did you want to give a report?
Indeed, I am out there, and I was not an IO. I was just momentarily indisposed. Sorry about that. Couldn't be helped. Not the reason I was away, but I also had to just reboot my computer because it was all getting cranky, which is because it is the summer, which is beta season for those of us who work on the Apple-related platforms. It is late in the beta season, so some of these things that I'm running into I would think would maybe not still be happening, but, you know, they are. So we're still running into many little niggly things that I would have suspected would be resolved by now. But, hey, that's just part of the job. even if I'm using it, you know, for other, the computer for other uses or whatever. I have described my job as I swear at computers so that you don't have to. This is a good example of it. So the Port of Tacoma offers a bunch of different ways to kind of, a bunch of different outreach campaigns. They have monthly bus tours of the port, and once a year, they offer boat tours. And yesterday, the tickets for the boat tours went live, and I managed to get them. They disappear in an instant. And I got some, and I also managed to get a couple of other people got tickets as well. So the cool thing is it's happening in September on my birthday. So pretty cool that it's happening then. I would like to invite folks, but unfortunately the tickets are gone. They actually kind of reopened again this morning, and I had a few other people in on it. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't know. It's been a difficult and strange day in other ways. It has been a, as many people know, it's been a rough year. Today is the 20th anniversary of Moxie's father passing away, which has just been a very strange thing to deal with. I knew the day was coming, but I didn't know it was 20 years, and that feels, you know, like a momentous thing. You know, it's been just sort of resonating in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but, you know, that's life, man. And death. Life or death, I'm not sure. Probably, let's go with Ann. That's what I've got. K7PJD back.
Way to skirt in there under the timer there, Paul. all right, a few things to touch on here. I really like the way you described your job, that you wear a computer so I don't have to. Very good. I like that. And the port tour sounds really cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. And, hey, cheers to another September birthday. I'm also a September birthday at the end of September. But it sounds like that will be a lot of fun. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it's got to be a little bit weird with the 20th anniversary of Moxie's father passing. So, yeah. Life and death, I'm dealing with a little bit of that right now, so I can kind of relate. I know you've been through a lot of it recently as well, so we'll say I understand. All right, well, thanks for stopping by there, Paul. You have a wonderful rest of your evening. Glad I came back and that you were able to check in. Okay, let's see. That brings us to the end of that list. It's 9 p.m. I'm Brooks, K9DDC. Let's do a couple of announcements.
Kilo 5-7 Alpha Zulu Victor Alex.
Okay, hang in there, Alex. I'll put you at the top of round three, but I'm going to do a couple of announcements first, and then I'll get you in here. Okay, so Saturday, August 22nd, 2026, Radio Club of Tacoma will host their open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Club members and their guests, hands and all visitors interested in amateur radio, are welcome. Be sure to join us on Thursday, September 17th, for the new net, and that will be new net number 2,500. And the word on the street is that there will be prizes? Question mark? I think I heard there will be prizes. Anyway, also mark your calendars now. November 14th and 15th will be the repeater roundabout 2026. And there'll be more information as we get closer to that, so you won't want to miss that. So keep an eye on our website for the latest breaking PSRG news and updates at psrg.org, and those are the announcements. All right, so I'm ready to make a list for round three. I heard Alec in there. I'm going to throw Alec on the list at the top. Who else wants to check in for the 9 o'clock night? I'll sign in.